Fourth down for Michigan City. 3 yards to get from the Tiger 28-yard line. Warsaw 10, Michigan City 7. Tyler Bush puts Hart to his left. This is a passing-type formation. Bush takes the snap, drops the throw, quick throw near side. It's tipped and incomplete. The pass was off target, intended for Benjamin Martin, and almost intercepted again. The Tigers' defense has done it again. And with 11:55 to go in the fourth, they take over on downs.
That was a big play by our corner. He knocked the ball away on fourth down, gives our offense a chance to really take control of the game and march the ball down and take a lot of time off the clock and score.
So Warsaw takes over. 11:56 left to play here in the game. The Tigers with the ball at their 28-yard line. A 5-minute drive and a touchdown here would just be spectacular. Quentin Brock in the game, replacing Drew Sullivan, who was injured in the second quarter. The Tigers are also down two offensive linemen. The sophomore Brock goes under center. Takes the snap. He hands off up the middle. And Zollinger bounces off of one, bounces off of two, and he gets outside the 30 all the way to the 34-yard line. A 6-yard carry for Zollinger, who now has 25 carries for 118 yards.
Impressive job of our offensive linemen coming off the ball, giving us momentum and a good first down efficiency is critical.
And they've done a good job on first down tonight. Second down and four. Ball in the middle of the field at the 34-yard line. Brock barks out instructions. Wings on either side. Zollinger the lone back. And they give to Reed again, and he'll bounce up the middle. He's got a first down. He's out to the 40-yard line after a gain of 6 more yards. Zollinger continues to add on the yards. Warsaw gets another first down, and with 11:09 left to go in the fourth, they get a brand new set of downs.
I think I want to mention also the guys on the outside, they're doing a nice job of blocking as well, and that's, you know, a lot of what they're trained to do, but you still have to get it done, and our guys are tonight, and it's making a difference because, you know, you're keeping those corners and safeties off of our guys.
Vilma was down. I believe he's cramping. He walked off on his own. Corbin Johnston is in the game on first down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 40, leading by 3. Zollinger in the backfield behind Quentin Brock. Brock under center. And he's going to keep it this time. But turn up field, he's got a hole, 45. He's out near the first down marker. How far would they give him? They're giving him 10 yards out to the 50-yard line. If he doesn't get tripped up on that play, that maybe goes all the way.
Yeah, I was impressed, number one, with his read, number one, with his toughness. That's just really nice to see from a sophomore.
10:55 left to go in the fourth. Tigers right at the midfield stripe with a 10-7 lead at Michigan City. Brock under center again. Option play, hands off. Zollinger up the middle, dives to the 47. His brother Patrick was primarily a wing player and was a really, really good wing player. Reed last year was a wing player, but it was almost destined for him to be in the backfield on opening night, and he literally has carried the mail for the Tigers.
He's got those crazy eyes, Roger.
He does.
You got to put a kid like that at fullback.
Red-haired kid, right?
Yep.
Second down and 7. Brock under center. Hands off again. Zollinger over the hole. 40. He's to the 39-yard line. It goes down at the 38. Will they give him the 38? No, they'll mark him down at the 39. That's still, however, a gain of 8 yards and a first down for the Tigers. And that is their 12th here of the contest. And about four more would get them in the end zone. But again, they've been in the red zone 4 times tonight and only have 2 scores to show for it.
I think the coaches are doing a nice job of using the clock. The sophomore quarterback's doing a nice job of looking at the play clock. Just a nice drive they have going.
He's not a sophomore on the field right now, is he? He looks very experienced. Zollinger, no. And Brock caped that one and got hit behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of two. And that was Jelani Kiner on the stop, and he got up a little bit slow. He's kind of taking a walk around. Second down and 12 coming up for the Tigers. Down to 9:15 left to play.
Well, Michigan City, they're blitzing a lot. They're doing a lot of games up front, and they have to because they understand with only 9 minutes left in this game, they can't afford for Warsaw to just keep punching at 5, 6, 7 yards down the field.
Grady Nolan out to the right all by himself. Everybody else bunched in right near the ball. Brock on second and 12, fumbled the snap. He'll fall on it and lose another yard back to the 42-yard line. The Tigers all of a sudden falling apart at the seams. Third down and 13 coming up.
Critical that you just don't lose momentum like that with a botched handling of a snap.
Third down and 13. Michigan City with some late substitutions. Let's see what Bart Curtis has in mind, along with Michael Curtis, who calls the offensive plays on this third and very long situation. Brock under center, takes the snap, fakes the pitch, rolling out, looking, fires it down the field, and it's going to be incomplete. Is there a flag? There is not. It looked like Grady Nolan got absolutely hogtied down the field. He had no chance to catch that ball whatsoever because the defender had grabbed him by the biceps. And now it's fourth down and 13.
Interesting here.
Offense is still on the field. Boy, if you don't punt this ball and you give them the ball at the 42 with 8 minutes left, that is a big gamble to take. Bart Curtis, not at all afraid to take risk. But on fourth and 13 from the 42-yard line, and they are going to run a play. Back to throw. Brock gets away from pressure. He's going to take off and run. He'll be hit at the 42, and he'll get leveled at the 42. Jahari Branch with the stop. The Tigers go for it on fourth and 13 from the Michigan City 42. They don't make it, and the Wolves take over with 7:53 left in the game, and Warsaw leading by three.
You're asking your defense again to step up, and so far tonight they've done a really, really nice job of, you know, bending and not breaking, and we're asking them to do it again right now with 7:53 left.
Question is, how many times can you go to that defensive well? Wing to the left. Bush hands off to Hart. He'll try the middle. He'll get hit. He dives forward to the 46-yard line. A gain of three for Jaden Hart, who has been held to 25 yards on 13 carries here by the Tiger defense. The question is, as nice as it is, it's still not 55 like it will be in a month and a half from now. How much does this defense have left in them?
That's a great question. Another thing I'm considering is the screen game. I think it's critical that trick plays and reverses and stuff like that right now, we've got to defend.
Bush takes a snap, play action fake, dumps over the middle. It's incomplete.
Jet did a really nice job of stepping in front of a open receiver. It messed with the quarterback. That's a senior move right there from number eight. That's impressive.
Third down and seven for Michigan City. 7:10 to go in the game. Yeah, Woodward came forward, and so Bush tried to throw it over his head, and as soon as he started to let it go, he saw Woodward start to back up, and his pass was way behind the intended receiver, who, by the way, was wide open. Third down and seven. Bush takes the snap, drops to throw, three-man rush, steps up the pocket. Now a late blitzer comes. He gets hit. He gets away. He's at the 50, and he's down at the 45, and here comes a flag for a late hit on the quarterback. He got the first down anyway. He gained 9 yards on the play, and you're going to get a personal foul that's going to tack on 15 more yards. Your keys to the game. Take care of the ball. Don't make penalties. And they haven't really done either one of those very well.
No, you've given away free yards. But in defense of the Warsaw kid, the quarterback was still, trying to get yards. So, you're going to go tackle him.
7:02 left to play. The clock runs. Michigan City with the ball at the Tiger 30. A field goal ties it, but again, their field goal kicking unit's not very good. They barely made an extra point, and they've missed a short field goal in this game. Bush, 5 yards behind the center. Hart to his left, hands off to Hart. Cuts up the middle, gets nothing. And they're going to give him a yard to the 29. That's generous. Again, the Tigers all over it. Gabrich and Woodward on the stop for Warsaw. Second down and 9. And the clock is ticking. 6:19, 6:18, 6:17. Tigers by 3.
Our defensive ends, I think, have played, for the most part, really, really well at containing.
Bush again drops back and whistles. And what? Illegal procedure, false start against Michigan City. Flag came in from the far side, from the guy who literally couldn't be farther from the play. That would cost Michigan City 5 yards back to the 34. You expect penalties in the first game, right? That's part of the nervous energy, part of the anxiousness, part of the fatigue. And we've seen that from both teams tonight. Neither coach, win or lose, is going to be very happy about the way that's worked out. Second down and 14 for Michigan City. From the 34, Bush back to throw. Hit as he throws it up the near sideline, and it's going to be caught. And it's going to be a touchdown for Michigan City. Touchdown, Wolves. Benjamin Martin gets to the end zone and scores. And with 5:46 left to play here in the fourth quarter, Michigan City's back in front, 13-10.
Hitch and go. Can't bite like that at this time in the game. Kid's quicker than you, and quarterback made a good pump fake, and good play by Michigan City.
That ball hung up the air a long time. I thought maybe Luke Ransbottom could get back into the play. He could not. Now for the point after, the snap, the spot, and the kick is no good. It's no good. It may have been tipped. Either way, it's no good. And with 5:46 left to go, the Tigers trail, but only by 3, 13-10. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Edler doing the stats tonight. Back here at Ames Field in Michigan City. The Wolves have regained the lead with 5:46 left to go, but they left a point out there. So now the Tigers could tie the game with a field goal.
This special teams play is going to matter. Field position is important because about a little less than 6 minutes to go in the game, if you can get the ball at least near midfield, you've got time with your timeouts and everything to move down at least to tie the game.
They could use a good kickoff or a good result from the kickoff. Again, the kicker is Logan Moreland, who just missed the extra point, and he has not been very effective kicking the ball down the field. He'll walk up to it, kick it high and short, and it will be taken. Oh, the Tigers bobble it, and they will have to settle for a 3-yard return to the 27. The Tiger coverage, one guy went for it. It was overhead high. Then he pulled his arms back down. The guy behind him tried to catch it and didn't. It rolled down the front, but fortunately for Warsaw, they didn't give that ball away. Two fumbles on the first two possessions. And then they have three total fumbles lost and four, well, count that as five, fumbles in the game.
Well, they will obviously learn from that. You don't back up in that situation. You go forward and block and let the guy behind you catch the ball.
Again, the story for the Tigers, injuries. They have lost two offensive linemen and quarterback Drew Sullivan to injuries tonight. Quentin Brock's done a pretty good job running the offense, although Michigan City, the last time out, made a pretty good stand inside their own territory. And the Wolves say they're short people. There's a guy they can't find on the field. And I don't know why the game is being held up. So, Michigan City now has 11. Quentin Brock from the 27-yard line. First down and 10. Tigers down 13-10. Brock is going to keep it. Turn up field. He'll get to the 25. And then he gets thrown backwards to the 22. Oh, I said the 25. I meant the 30. They give him to the 31. So that's a gain of 4 yards. Sorry, fellas. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers.
I think we may have to do the razzle-dazzle stuff to get Michigan City off of us. They are in the box. They're crowding us. They're playing games.
It's about time for the pitch, isn't it? Second down and 6. Ball at the Tiger 31. Quentin Brock tucks under Aiden Williamson. Option play right. Williamson's going to keep it. Late pitch back. He pitches it behind Ingoff. And Ingoff's going to dive out of bounds to get it back at the Tiger 29-yard line. That's a loss of 3. Boy, if he'd have pitched that perfect, that would have been a big play. Ingoff had a head of steam. And that's a loss of 3. Give that loss to Brock, because he was the last to possess the ball. Third down and 8 now for the Tigers.
I give the coaching staff for Warsaw a lot of credit. That was the exact play to call at that time.
The execution was poor, and now they're set up third down and 8. Backed up at their own 28. Brock, option left. Pitch back late this time. Isbell turns up field. He's got a hole. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Leighton Isbell goes 81 yards officially, and the Tigers are back in the lead 16-13 with 4:05 to go.
That is the way to step up. I mean, the blocking was outstanding. The cutback was outstanding. And just sheer speed. I mean, that is stepping up at crunch time by everyone, especially after a play that didn't go well.
Smythe on for the point after, and it's a big one, to make it a 4-point Tiger lead. Villema to hold for him. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is low, but it is good. It's good with 4:05 left. The Tigers lead 17-13 at Michigan City. Get the heart medicine out. You're going to need it. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. We lost our signal.
We're back.
We're back on now. I don't know whether you heard the touchdown or not, but the Tigers have scored an 81. No, check that. That's not 81. It's 71. 71-yard run by Isbell puts the Tigers ahead. Kickoff into the end zone. Okay, so it was third down and 8 from the just outside the 28. Isbell took the pitch around the left end and went 71 yards for the score. And the Tigers have the lead, 17-13. With 4:05 left to play.
This is where your secondary has to be smart. And by smart, I mean aggressive smart. You can't back off totally, because then they'll run slip screens and rocket screens and make big plays on you underneath. But still, you don't want to make that, mistake that cost you.
Smythe with another touchback. With 4:05 left to play, here come the Wolves from their own 20-yard line. Bush back to throw, hit, and gets away. Cuts back to the middle, to the 20, and he dives forward for 4 yards to the 24 when he very easily could have been thrown for a loss. And there's another Tiger that is down back inside the 15-yard line. And that's Rosas. And he's grabbing his right knee. The Tigers have already lost two offensive linemen and starting quarterback Drew Sullivan. For how long in any of them, of course, we don't know, and we have no way to know.
I did not see him go down at all. When the quarterback cut back is when I believe he got hurt. I don't know how, though.
He is explaining to the trainer, Corey Branham, and Trevor Pruitt, former Tiger football player. Bart Curtis is also out there as well. They're going to help him up. And he is going to walk and then jog off the field. That's the best injury news we've gotten at any point in this game.
Yes, that's good to see.
Because that front line has been terrific here tonight for Warsaw. We thought that would be a strength, and it has been exactly that.
Well, here comes another monster, 56, Chase Carl. He's going to be problems for Michigan City because he's a good athlete and he's strong. He will put the heat on you right now.
Second down and six. And the clock will run with 3:53 left to play in the game and Warsaw leading 17-13. Bush 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Hart is to his right. Back to throw Bush. Rolling to the near side. Throws a fastball into the ground. Incomplete at the 30-yard line. Again, the Tiger linebackers having an impact on Bush. He saw Pohl out there in the flat, and he did not want to throw that ball where the pass was intended because he's already been picked off twice.
Well, you have a auto blitz from your inside linebacker, and when your outside linebackers come underneath receivers, it puts a quarterback into a bad feeling and a bad situation, which is good for our defense.
There was a penalty against Michigan City. The Tigers have declined it. I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either.
But there was one. It's third down and six. And for sure, two down territory for Michigan City, even at their own 24-yard line. They have to get the ball right to the 30 to get a first down. Bush, again with Hart to his right, sends Bell in motion. Bell goes through the formation. Now they look back to the huddle with the play clock at six, and Michigan City's going to have to take their second timeout. We'll keep it here with 3:39 left to go in the game. Warsaw leading 17-13.
In this situation, communication is absolutely critical from your senior leadership because you've got motions, you've got sometimes three receivers on one side, people doing different things. So the screen draw game comes into play here. You know, it is two down territory. So, you know, people have to talk. Wheel routes, rocket screens, all that kind of trick stuff. You just want to live to fight another day and not give up a big play here.
What a way to start the season.
Just crazy. Everything going, south for us in terms of breaks, injuries and just miscues, and then all of a sudden one play, bam.
Says a little something about the group wearing the white shirts out there.
There's
a little intestinal fortitude shown here on the road in hostile territory. Third down and six for the Wolves from their own 24. Bush steps on the 20-yard line and takes the snap. Drops back. Plenty of time this time. Steps up under pressure. He's hit and down he goes. Back inside the 20-yard line. Rosas is back in there. He was part of it. Woodward was part of it. But Isaac Beam, for the second time in the game, gets to the quarterback. And now it's fourth down and 12.
Now this is where you fourth down, knock it down, and you put the heat on him. And, just make a play and finish the game.
3 minutes left. Tigers 17, Michigan City 13. Fourth down and 12 coming up for the Wolves at their own 18-yard line. And Michigan City taking their own sweet time again. Whistle sound.
Yeah.
And
that's a flag.
Delay of game.
Should be. Yep.
It's delay of game against Michigan City. They have had all kinds of trouble getting the plays off on time. I think that's their third of the night. And now 4th and 12 becomes 4th and 17. And they're running the offense off the field. Don't buy this for 1 second. I smell a polecat, huh? It's old Will Shepard terminology. I smell a polecat.
That's right.
Bush is going to back up inside the 5. They've got 1, 2, 3 guys out here to the near side. Warsaw doesn't have enough guys out here covering. Man, be heads up. This has got fake written all over it. 4th and 17 from inside the 15-yard line, and Bush is going to kick it, and he kicks it down the field. The Tigers didn't have anybody
get
back.
Get away.
And it'll be stopped by Michigan City as it started to roll back toward their goal line at the 42-yard line, and with 2:39 to go, the Tigers can get one first down and run out this clock.
Critical job right there of the defensive line stepping up, making a big play when your team needs it. All three guys were in on the sack with Bean leading the way. That was impressive.
Defense has shown me something. They've shown us something. You know, they're in a lot of ways, they're what we thought they would be. They're good up front. They need help in the back. They've given up three long pass plays that have led to 2 scores and could have led to another right before halftime. And my, what a big play that would have been if he'd have scored. Quentin Brock in the offense from the Michigan City 42. He bobbles the snap. Oh, he got back up and he picked it up and gained a yard to the 41. Oh my, actually where they're gonna mark the ball back at the 42. So no gain on that one. 2:25 left. Michigan City still has a timeout left. They will not use it yet. Ugh.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Kind of or a lot?
Yeah.
Where I'm standing, it was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
2nd down and 10. The good news is, Warsaw got back on it, and the clock is still running. Play clock at 10, game clock at 2 minutes exactly. Quentin Brock under center. And they run it up the middle. Zollinger spins away. Oh, he couldn't get his balance right. He got to the 40 and across it, and now Michigan City will take their final timeout. 1:47 left. 3rd down and 7 after the gain of 3 for Zollinger. And the Wolves take their final timeout, which means however they get the ball back, they won't have any timeouts to use.
How much would you like a first down right here, Roger?
Oh, I would love it. Now, let me ask you this. What's the play you're calling to get that first down?
Mr. Conservative Will Shepard. Let's see. I call quarterback keep for 8 yards and a first down. How about that?
I love that play. The quarterback keeper here is a good play. It's safe. And earlier in the game, it worked pretty well.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, you got 2 plays to make, what, 7 yards? I mean, all you need is 3.5. So, okay. Sneak for 3.5 and then sneak for 3.5 and everybody's happy.
The ball is at the 39 officially. It's 3rd down and 7. 1:47 left to play in the game. Tigers 17, Michigan City 13. The student section is standing here at Michigan City. Everybody else too nervous to stand, apparently. Brock, under center from the 39 of Michigan City, takes the snap, hands off Zollinger up the middle, and he'll get 4 yards down to the 35-yard line. So it'll be 4th down and 3. Michigan City cannot stop the clock, and this is going to run right down to a minute to go before Warsaw has to do something with it. Which I'm guessing Bart's going to let this run down to about a minute two and then take one of his 2 remaining timeouts. He is standing by the referee. Offense still on the field. Brock to the line. Now he'll duck under center. Hard count. Now he stands up, looks back at the coaches, trying to get Michigan City to jump. And Bart Curtis waves him off and says, don't bother. Timeout, Tigers. An even minute to play in the game. And Warsaw, with fourth down and three, leading by four, and an even a minute to play.
I would not be scared to give it to the fullback again for the gazillionth time because 17 has a chance to get us a first down.
The last pitch was not very good. Quentin pitched it wide of Egoff. They're going to have six guys trying to stop Warsaw's number 17.
I think they'll be close to 10 people in the box, depending upon Coach Mike's formation. I think everybody's going to be crowding.
Brock has thrown one pass. It was a 34-yard pass play, set up a touchdown. A play-action fake and a lob down the middle of the field. Could be the one. Keep an eye on Nolan. He caught that pass earlier. He is the only player not in amongst the line. Quentin Brock on fourth down and three from the 35. They run the play. Ben Brock will bobble it, and he'll go down back at the 37-yard line. Again, the Tigers just mishandling the ball cost them a chance, any chance, at making the play there. And now Michigan City's got the ball with 57 seconds left, looking for the winning score.
I think the secondary for Warsaw has to step up and make some plays here. Wilson's in at left corner.
Yeah, that's a change. They took Ransbottom out. Tristan Wilson in. He was a punt returner a year ago for the Tigers. Now they're using a couple different places. Well, if you're not into the heart medicine, good for you. The heart medicine is in full force here up in the press box at Michigan City. And just about everybody's reaching for the bowl of it. 57 seconds left. Michigan City needs 63 yards to win the game. Here we go. Oh, and they ran out of time. They ran out of time again. Can you believe it? Another delay of game penalty.
Wow. That's huge.
Hold on. 3, 4, 8, 9, 10. They didn't have 11 players on the field, Will. They only had 10 players out there.
Mm. That's
crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. I'm looking for a couple of seniors to step up. Pohl, I'm ready for him to make a play.
Here we go. 5-yard walk-off moves the ball back to the 32. Bush takes the snap. Looking quickly. Throws in the flat. Intercepted! Pohl picks it off at the 38 and goes down at the 33 with 51 seconds to go. Pohl's got his second pick of the game, and the Tigers have 51 seconds to run off to win and get out of here. He saw it coming again, didn't he?
That was what seniors do. They, first of all, I credit the coaching staff for calling the double middle linebacker blitz, putting the pressure on, and 22 Pohl being exactly where he needed to be. Now let's get the center quarterback exchange going.
Yeah, you two guys meet, talk. Three Tiger interceptions tonight, including that one by Pohl, which I take that back. That's his first. Woodward's got one. Vilma has one. Now Pohl's got one. Tigers in victory formation. Takes the snap. Goes to a knee. So that's a carry and no yards gained. And Warsaw will have to do this one more time to win. This is going to be you and I are going to have some fun this year, pal.
Yes, we are.
We are going to have some fun.
I'm The word for tonight is resiliency.
Play clock at 20, game clock at 26. Brock under center, and Quinton, who came on in replacing Drew Sullivan, takes a knee, and the Tigers are going to escape Ames Field with a victory. And the Warsaw fans across the way, about 400 of them, are on their feet. 5 seconds to go. The clock runs out. Michigan City already starting across the field. The Warsaw Tigers have rallied in the fourth to win at Michigan City on week one, 17-13. Post-game coverage begins after these words on News Now Warsaw.